Hello and welcome to Larimer Festival 2014 and to the first of our podcasts where we take a look behind the scenes, meet the people involved with the festival and feature some of the beautiful music you can hear this year. The artistic directors are Hugh MacDonald and James Waters, and we talk to Hugh to find out what's in store for us in this year's festival.
The Larimer Festival takes place in September every year, and this is the fifth year, in the beautiful county. It's a beautiful area, very self-contained, between the sea and the Larimer Hills. And we use venues throughout the county in the festival, from the great medieval church of St. Mary's in Haddington, Georgian houses, a tiny village church in Humby, right at the beginning of the Larimer Hills. It's very much a festival which seeks to bring great music into beautiful places. And part of the fun of planning the programme is trying to think of the music which will really create the right atmosphere in the right building. The programme that we present in the Larimer Festival is it's a diverse one, but there always has to be a kind of thread of continuity through it. This year, for example, we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the birth of Richard Strauss. And so we've got two major works, both from the right at the end of his life in the programme. One is the Oboe Concerto, which is in our opening concert in St. Mary's Church, played by François Leleu, who will be our artist in residence this year, performing in four different programmes. And François is, I think, probably the greatest oboist in the world today. And he'll be playing this beautiful autumnal concerto by Strauss, which he wrote not long before his death, in the opening concert with the Royal Northern Sinfonia. And then later in the festival, we'll hear the very last work that Strauss wrote, which was his four last songs. In fact, he never heard a performance of them. The first performance was after his death. And we're very lucky to have singing those wonderful, nostalgic songs, which are really his farewell to life. We've got the great American soprano Christine Brewer, whose voice is absolutely perfect for those songs, and it's hard to think of anyone nowadays who could sing them better. So we're very lucky that she's going to sing them for us with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. François Leleu is incredibly versatile, so he plays a huge range of repertoire, much wider than you'd expect, perhaps, from a wind player. And so we hear him in the wonderful Strauss concerto at the beginning of the festival. He's also taking part in three other concerts. And François is one of the most charismatic musicians you could imagine. He comes on stage and immediately the audience is drawn in to whatever it is he's about to play. He has some of the most extraordinary ability to tell a story with his instrument. And I think that's the mark of a really great musician, that you become so involved in what he's doing that you literally want to know what's going to happen in the next few bars. I think those concerts will be really among the finest experiences that anyone could have, musically speaking. The Heath Quartet is one of the best young British string quartets, and there are many of them. But they really have got, again, they've got charisma and tremendous energy in their playing. And they're doing four concerts around the county with a programme, along with Tom Buster, the pianist, which includes the Schumann Piano Quintet and quartets by Beethoven and Bartok. The Tenebrae Choir is a professional ensemble based in London, one of the best choral vocal groups, I would say, in the world. For us, their biggest programme will be at St Mary's Church in Haddington, where they'll be doing a programme that they call Russian Treasures, which is music from the Russian Orthodox Church. At the centre of that, they're doing part of Rachmaninoff's Vespers. The two of Tenebrae's concerts will be by candlelight. Tenebrae bring their own special, enormous candles, and so tremendously atmospheric, and both of them in beautiful medieval churches, the Russian programme in St Mary's, Haddington, and the Plain Song and Talis programme in St Mary's Church, Whitekirk. Their third programme is at Gilmerton House, this great Georgian mansion, which has two very beautiful rooms, and that's one of our concerts where we split the programme between two types of music in two rooms. I think more or less since the festival started, we've had it in mind that someday we would love to include opera in it. And this year, for the first time, we are doing that. We're collaborating with the Rydale Festival in Yorkshire, and they're going to bring their production of Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea. And we'll be seeing that in the Brunton Theatre in Musselburgh, which is right on the west side of the county. I think it's a good opera for us to start with. It's one of the truly great operas in the history of the whole art form. The final performance will be our friends, the Dunedin Consort, doing their famous interpretation of Handel's Acis and Galatea, and the most beautiful music. And nobody, I think, now does it better than the Dunedin Consort. Literally nobody. So that's going to be a fantastic way to end the festival.